Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Brandy.
Hey, this is me and Noriko. We're doing What's More Metal right
now.
Hey,
how's it going? Hey. Podcast number two.
Podcast number two.
Thank you, everybody. I'd like to thank the everybody from Afternoonified for coming by and doing their podcast. Very awesome.
Thank you very much.
Very cool. Very awesome.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
So, we're recording this as a podcast, so... Talking in a booth sucks. This rules.
This is going to be crazy.
This is going to be fucking amazing. Okay, great. So, everybody, hi. Hi, everybody. How we doing out there? We doing okay? Hell yeah.
Hey, everybody. Halloween or whatever the fuck?
We're doing a live recording of our podcast, What's More Metal? This is Daniel Weber. He loves it when I call him Daniel.
It's Dan.
It's Dan Weber. Dan Tiberius Weber.
Daniel T. Yeah. Not Tiberius, though. I fucking wish.
Yeah. And I'm Noriko Ott, everybody.
Sweetwater Ott, everybody.
Sweetwater is
Noriko
my middle name.
Noriko Sweetwater Ott, he's going to talk about my fucking middle name. Talk about yours.
Oh, fun fact, our friend Trevor got married last week, the week before? Yeah. And during his vows, they said, Trevor, Maurice... Middle Strap Thorpe, and I laughed so hard.
What's that? Middle Strap?
It's Gilstrap.
Gilstrap?
Yeah. Trevor Maurice Gilstrap Thorpe.
That's fucking tough.
I was like, motherfucker, you let me walk around with Sweetwater like it was something to be ashamed of.
Your middle name is Gilstrap.
My goodness.
Yeah. And he's fucking hobbit size too, so that's even weirder. You call him Gilstrap.
Yeah,
it just sounds like you're making fun of a dwarf.
If you drew tattoos on a garden gnome,
it would look exactly like Trevor.
Our friend Trevor.
Yeah, he's even got the beard.
Yeah. How was your week, Dan? What'd you do this week?
This week, I the fuck? I went to the coast, and we to play D&D for an entire fucking weekend.
That's sick as fuck.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got a special die my friends gave me. If you roll a one, it just says fuck. So that's pretty good. The metal die.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, that came up more than once. What else? There was something. Fuck. God damn it. Oh, yesterday at Helium, one of the managers of Helium wore as his Halloween costume me. Like, he dressed up like me for Halloween. Which is pretty fucking tight. Like, he was like, I thought you'd be mad. I'm like, how in the fuck? Why would I ever be mad about that? That's very flattering. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And people were recognizing him, too. It wasn't just like, he put his fucking gray hair on. Everybody's like, what's wrong, Nick? He was like, they thought it was me. Like, they'd see me from behind, like, in the kitchen and shit. Like, what the fuck?
I love that. He walked through and I just laughed because he's just wearing this long gray fucking wig.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I'm Dan. And I'm like, no, that's the shit.
That makes sense.
Fucking great. What else happened? I've been experimenting with a new old anxiety pill. Okay. Great. Jesus Christ. Sorry,
it's Halloween, man.
We were being haunted by whores. And so. I don't give a shit.
Ooh, it's, instead of boo, they just say ho.
Whatever. shit. Anyway, I've been fucking anxiety, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I found some old anxiety pills of mine, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'll just crack some of these at night to help me sleep, right? But I forgot the side effects of them, And I only like ate half of one because I was like, because I only sleep like 3-4 seconds a night or whatever. But I I woke up the next morning and just basically I had to pee my bloodstream. I was so dehydrated. My kidneys were just full of sand and fucking and salt rocks or whatever. And I was like, it sucked. So
so what you're saying is you're half kidney stone now.
I still jerked off, but I
it hurts when you pass even a small kidney stone, so you're in for a real treat.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Oh, fucking, I'm waiting on the day.
You're gonna pass a golf ball size fucking kidney stone through your urethra.
Just a twist of barbed wire coming out of my fucking penis.
That's what it feels like, honestly. I had one years ago. And for some fucking reason, when you get a kidney stone, just give you painkillers and then a mesh thing that you piss through so that you can see it when it fucking comes out.
You're damn right.
Why would I want that?
Because I
want
to see what fucking hurt me.
The craziest thing was how fucking small it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was like half the size of a grain of salt. And I was like, why did this feel like somebody was trying to punch its way out of my dick? I don't understand.
I thought it'd be great if you went the other way with it. Like, it's weird how small it is. It was like half the size of a golf ball. And yet, it still hurt.
It still hurt. No, it was fucking tiny, man.
Yeah, no. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I know. And he's like, and when you see him under the microscope, it's just like, it looks like, yeah, just a 4D throwing star or something. You're like, that. Fuck that.
Yeah, so, it's real bad. Tears its way out of your fucking dick hole.
Yeah, well, that's tomorrow. Not today. Not today, baby.
Today you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So let's get this fucking podcast rolling, everybody. Producer Randy brought a big bowl of candy, if you could.
If you want to get all jacked up.
Yeah, go fucking do it.
Sweets.
Definitely don't. Shut up with the rapper, Randy. And then other than that... there's Whoppers in there, so if you're a piece of shit, you can have one of those.
If you really enjoy chocolate-covered sawdust, we got you covered.
If you like eating sadness and pain, there you go.
You ever look at the inside of a wall, at the chalk shit, and talk to yourself, man, that would be good if you covered it with chocolate. Yeah. That's a Whopper.
Oh, my God. If I had dehydrated infant mummy eyes wrapped in chocolate, I hate them so much.
It's whenever they kill an old person at a hostel and they burn them, they just turn them into Whoppers afterwards.
Yeah. If somebody said, oh, yeah, the inside of Whoppers is just a sugary paste and remains, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
That makes fun. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's when they grind up Keebler elves. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Just a sugary sawdust for you to enjoy.
Sort of.
Whoppers.
Whoppers. I can't even... Why did they even name it that? Like, that makes it sound
amazing.
Because
they used to be huge.
They were like apple size, right?
Yeah, we did a podcast about shittiest candy. And the Whoppers used to be called Giants, and they were the size of a baseball. It was a one Whopper the size of a baseball. So if you want to know what's worse than a fucking Whopper, it's a Whopper the size of a fucking baseball.
You can't even gnaw on it. No, like, you gotta spit on it and let it sit for an hour before you can eat any of it.
Like that, it'd be like eating a pool cue.
You know what? The cue ball is delicious.
Oh my God, horrendous. Yeah. So anyway, fuck those things. Tonight for What's More Metal. And by the way, if you don't know, What's More Metal is the podcast where Dan and I pick it's something from history or pop culture. We pick two topics and we find the most metal version of those two things in history.
Sure.
Tonight we're doing Most Metal Halloween Celebration.
Yeah.
And Most Metal Chocolate.
Most Metal Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Halloween Festival first?
Let's do Halloween Festival first. And then to decide, we do the most metal thing possible. We roll 20-sided die. Dan is going to try to not roll fuck on
his. I've got a new die.
I got a 7. Dan got a
19.
Literal opposite of fuck.
Yeah, right? Almost. Yeah. So let's see. What do I want to pick? There were a lot of options. Mm-hmm. Most Metal Celebration. I'm going to pick in 1945 in Toronto, Canada, a group of high school kids decided to just light bonfires up and down all of the main thoroughfares through the city.
Nice.
And
did their started, team win or something?
I don't know. No reason. Like they don't. They arrested a bunch of them and interviewed all of them. They're like, yeah, we don't even. We just thought it would be fun, you know.
And they weren't wrong.
No, they weren't. They did. They used fencing and gas. Mm-hmm. The man of police showed up, and instead of turning and running, the students threw rocks at them and set up barricades to prevent fire trucks from getting into the city.
Yes!
It took them 8 hours to get them out.
You play defense against fire trucks, yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. That's
hilarious.
Fuck you,
Hell Knight, in Detroit, pussy. We're going to fight the fire trucks coming to save the city.
Oh, my God.
When they finally... They only arrested 13 people, which makes no sense, because it would have taken way more than that.
They just did it in the spirit of the holiday.
But when they did it, and they took them to the police station, 7,000 teenagers marched on the fucking police department to free their friends.
How big is this high school? Jesus Christ.
I don't even think it was a high school, dude. It was just a bunch of kids in Toronto.
That's fucking sick.
They finally dispersed them all using tear gas and water cannons. And the bail for the ringleaders was called the QB incident was set at $10,000. So that is my most metal Halloween festival.
That is sick.
Or celebration. It's just a bunch of kids trying to burn Toronto to the ground.
That's fucking
makes
amazing.
Sense.
I love that. Again, I love the idea of like, hey, let's set a bunch of fires. I don't know why. Hey, trucks are coming. Don't let them get to the fire.
Yeah. Like, dude, we spent so much time on this fire. Like, I can't. You can't let them put it out.
Oh, my God. No matter how sexy they are, you throw rocks, okay? Don't fucking...
Don't get lost in that fireman's eyes.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't stare him in the face. You fucking... It's like Medusa. You just turned erection.
I'm stiff. I'm too stiff to move.
If I move, I'm going to come.
Oh, shit. Mr. July's coming up the street. Nobody...
Somebody put a shirt on that man so I could keep lighting fires.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Damn sexy hairless firefighters as far as I know.
Right? I mean, all the chest hair burns off whenever they rescue somebody.
So. Damn it.
Smooth as a baby's ass.
They just come out smoldering and hairless like they're fucking the Terminator.
Yeah. He's a perfectly coiffed hair on top. Yeah. You still wear the helmet.
Well, I shaved my beard with a lighter, so same principle.
You what? You shave your beard with a lighter?
I don't, actually.
That would be fucking hilarious if you did.
That would do. I do.
I would honestly be impressed because your beard is pretty well trimmed.
I think I do keep up on it, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you did it with a lighter, that would be fucking
It also
impressive.
Doesn't grow further than this, so it just...
I trim it
puberty
by never
only allowing... has enough juice to do this.
Gets that far and it's like
and
we're
most
done.
Of this is comb overs. It doesn't even actually go in all the way.
It's mostly hair from his head.
Let's see. Most metal. I'm gonna go with there's a tradition in Germany called hiding knives.
Yeah.
And it's we've already heard about it on the previous podcast with Afternoonified, but it's in Germany. And what it is, on Halloween night, they go around and they hide all the knives in the house.
Sure.
So spirits don't stab you, because damn them, you know? You remember in Ghost where the guy could affect one, like he could push somebody or flick a peanut off the subway thing? That, but with a knife in your chest. You can do that. Ghosts can do that. Or they'll, like, haunt you, and then you'll stab a friend, and then you go, ah! You know, and then no court in the land can convict you because the damn ghosts.
Yeah,
so
that would have made that scene in Ghost way weirder.
Oh, sorry, my right arm was haunted, and then so was my mouth when I kept screaming, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you."
I was possessed.
Give me a raise, you motherfucker, in my office.
Right.
But I like that ghosts.
Stab people.
Yeah. Also, like, every Halloween celebration I like because there's always, like, a pumpkin or a candle or whatever, and it's always like, oh, that helps light the way for ghosts to home or whatever, or you know, around. And, like, so apparently ghosts work the same way moths do, and I think that's fucking great. It's like, give them a light, for God's sakes. These ghosts need... Anyway,
that one scene,
hiding knives.
I was just thinking that
By the
scene,
way, they don't hide, oh. like... Do they have to hide swords? Do they hide... They're German. Battle axes, for sure, right?
Yeah.
No guns. You can't use a gun as a ghost.
Well, they can't have guns in Germany, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Where's all their freedom?
Yeah. I think they were like, hey, man, the last time we let the Germans use guns, it didn't work out, so... Nope.
Drive as fast as you want, though.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going hiding knives in Germany.
Hiding knives in Germany? All right. For a backup...
All right, Dan. Yeah, your backups?
For a backup, this is more of a personal thing. I helped organize one of the largest parties in the U of O history in 1993 at the Kennel Club.
I love it when these get personal.
Yeah. So I was the president of a hippie commune at the time. and I ran on the party naked ticket and won in a landslide. And so they're like, well, you gotta do it. So on Halloween, I had a band come in. We had a clothing optional party in the house. And the house was like full of just kids who were on drugs like 24/7.
Yeah.
And there was like four acid dealers that lived in my house. So that was handy. And they made a lot of money that night because everybody was on acid at that party. And we were all half or mostly or all naked. And then one guy tried to leave the house and go home, but he forgot to put his clothes back on. And the cops were sitting right outside the house ready to fuck anyone up that left. And they beat the shit out of this guy, like, in front of the house while I was sitting on the porch, drunk and high as fuck. And that was metal as shit. Like, watching that naked kid get flopped around by a bunch of cops.
Oh, no.
It was pretty gnarly. It wasn't the best fucking trip I've ever had, but...
Oh, my God.
It was pretty hilarious. Like, I admit, I laughed at first until I realized he was really hurt. And then I was like, oh, shit.
And then you cry laughed.
Then I cry laughed.
They're all like, these blue demons are really fucking...
Well, it's really when the band tried to renegotiate the money with me on the porch while that kid was getting his ass kicked like 20 feet away. I was like, I think there's something else more important going on. They're like, nah, man, can we get 50 more bucks? There's a lot of people here.
Anyway. That's so great. Well, I know we agreed on 75, but... Jesus, God, why? And then, no, but I just mean, like, there were, like, the house was full, so, like, 100.
Yeah, maybe 100, yeah.
God, why? Why are you doing this? Look, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oof, aff, eef, biff, baff, baffle, floggle.
Yeah. Women.
I imagine it was all Batman sound effects.
Blammo! Like, it's fucking kid getting his ass beat.
Buff.
With a... police baton.
Body camera off. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have body cameras back then.
I know.
Cops could do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Oh, it was the 70s.
Yeah. No, 70s? I wasn't in college in the 70s.
Oh, sorry.
It was 93. I said the fucking year. You know, back when you were protesting Vietnam and then you had that Halloween party? Remember that? Remember that, you 80-year-old fuckface? Not cool, man.
Yo, Carter sucks!
Fucking do this. Fuck Nixon!
Fuck. Anyway. That's a great one. That's a great backup. I found there's a pagan holiday that Halloween is based on called Lemuria. And that was a pagan holiday in ancient Rome. And one of the things I loved about it was at midnight, the head of the household would have to get up and walk around the house and throw black beans over their shoulder to get rid of ghosts. Like, that was like, they're just whipping beans.
Black beans?
Yeah. And they'd also pour milk on graves, which I thought was, they didn't have a lot of booze. But like, I just like would pour one out for the homies, but you're like, ah. How about milk? I don't have enough time to... Booze is, you know...
Yeah,
like,
booze is valuable here.
Yeah, drink up. There you go. You want to regrow those bones, we gotta start getting this in you.
You want to come out of that grave, you gotta fucking...
Yeah.
You gotta have strong skeletal structure.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so that one was weak. But anyway, that was... Did you have another one or anything?
I was just gonna mention that every year... on Halloween, you can take a tour to Transylvania and party at Count Dracula's house.
Dude, we gotta do that.
They gotta do. You can throw down in the courtyard of the castle they believe Vlad the Impaler was born in.
Oh my god. I would just try to fuck in one of those side rooms. You
know
what I'm saying? To be like,
why wouldn't
now you're getting impaled. That would be what I would say.
That would be the one. And you would use, hey baby, you want to get impaled tonight?
Yeah, it was super gross, but I don't care. Look, let the romantic thing cover that up.
Listen, do you want to have the hottest, scariest 5 seconds of your life? Let's go to the side room.
I'm gonna come on a tapestry.
That's great.
Yeah.
I just think it would be something. I mean, it's something I've always actually wanted to do.
That'd be fucking amazing. That'd be really great. Yeah, I fucking love that.
And there'd just be so many like Anne Rice.
Oh
like,
yeah!
Dog kids running around like, where's Lestat? Like you could just wear like a frilly shirt and fucking high karate cologne.
Yeah, yes. Some fucking like some not talked about like Arab princes like goth stepkid or something just running around with money like.
Oh yeah.
But they don't like. Oh, he's the weird one, you know. Just like.
There's gonna be some bougie. It's gonna be a bunch of bougie assholes.
Oh, it's gonna be
sure.
Like horrible gothy. Like Euro trash. It'll
yeah,
be like
rich Euro trash.
Oh my god, they'll be like, where's your mesh tank top? Why are you here without your mesh tank top? You look like a complete nerd without your mesh tank top.
Why are you so fat, American? Why do you not look like cadaver?
You should have a bow tie made of cow tongue like that.
And just model walk all the way around.
And they're gonna have those. You ever see those guys that have like the pleather like pants, but they're loose? Like that's my. I hate that more than anything. Where it's like, if you have leather pants and they're tight, I get it. You know what I mean? But if like they're loose and like shiny, you're like, that's how. Oh, what a horrible, horrible look.
Yeah, they're not supposed to make boot cut leather pants. They're supposed to be rolling out with like, hey, bell bottoms. Did they make leather bell bottoms? Do you think?
I have.
These I can almost guarantee they did, and that would have looked like shit.
There's this really great movie called Streets of Fire from the 80s,
yeah.
And Willem Dafoe's the main bad guy, and I swear to God, he has pleather like overalls and no undershirt, and it's one of the most fucking weird looks I've ever seen. I could totally see that walking around the party like, hello, get it on my chest if you can, but it's fine, it all wipes off.
Is waterproof.
I can get jizz up to here before it becomes a problem. So we're okay.
I can just really, some fucking Russian plumber showing up.
I can really slog through it. If slog through the semen.
At the orgy later.
This orgy doesn't have enough goats. Anyway. It's a character. Anyway. That's not me. I didn't say that.
Dieter is bored.
Oh, my God. Let's move on to topic two. We're doing most metal fucking chocolate. We're going to do most metal chocolate candy bar. Candy thing.
Yep.
Dan went first last time, I believe.
Yes, so you get to
so
go first.
I get to go first this time. I found possibly the most evil thing ever, and that is in 2015, Hershey released. Oh, yeah. Hershey's Candy Corn Cream Bars.
Oh, God.
It's white chocolate with candy corn in it. Hey, where's the draw? Who fucking wants it? Hey, you know that shitty thing that no one's first choice? What if I put what's everyone's last choice inside of it? Yeah. It's just, but candy corn by itself is the most fucking gross thing. It's just sugary earwax. It's just like somebody takes like one of those fucking the ear candles and just sugar, sugar, sugar. And then they're fucking gross. All the candy corn that's ever been made was made in 1943, and then they stopped. It's so gross.
Well, I think what happened with that candy bar, one of the guys at Hershey's saw, like, he looked on Craigslist, and it was like 3 metric tons of candy corn for 30 cents. He's like, that's a deal we can't pass up.
Yeah, yeah.
Bought it, and he's like, what are we going to do with all this candy corn? Just throw it in some chocolate bars.
When candy corn was invented, it was one of those things like, what's the sweetest thing there is? Corn, of course. So, like, how do I synthesize it? So it's candy corn, and then white chocolate is just a sugary butter. It's so fucking nasty. I hate it so fucking much. So yeah, Hershey's candy cream bars or whatever. It only ran for one season.
What?
For some reason.
So weird.
In 2015, Jezebel magazine called it, quote, an abomination against God. Which isn't true, because that would make them way fucking cooler. If it came in a Necronomicon that was hauling out, you're like, oh, the devil's candy.
Legitimately it is.
Yeah, but no, legit, like, in 2015, that is a headline of Jezebel, that this candy bar is an abomination against God. So, pretty awesome.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah, yeah, it's super gross. So, that is my choice for most metal. Chocolate bar,
woo!
The worst thing you could possibly put in your mouth, with surprise worser things inside.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's filled with something even worse.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, cool, Vietnam has landmines? It's just like that. It's like, you know?
Shit. So, I'm going to pick a candy that is made here in Portland.
Oh, shit.
It is a pig's blood truffle.
Nice.
So, they take a chocolate truffle, and then the ganache or whatever that they put in it is just pig's blood.
Wait, they don't do anything with the pig's blood?
They put a little sugar in it.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine.
I mean, it's a little sugary pig's blood, so, little, you know, they wrap that fucking truffle mushroom.
Yeah.
Coat it in a sugary pig's blood.
Is this just a prank for rabbis or something?
No, man,
like, what
I don't
is
think
like,
so.
It's like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, you're eating it. You're eating it. You're not supposed to.
It's a dude that just hated Muslims a lot.
Yeah, you're just like, here you go. It's a prank.
Oh, you like chocolate, huh? Ha, now go to hell. Like, that's
yeah,
kind of
something it. Like that.
No, but apparently it has a slight iron flavor.
Oh, why?
It tastes a little bit like rust. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's pig's blood chocolate truffle.
Oh, my God.
That's my choice.
Well, that's great, because we know pigs are definitely the one animal with no diseases.
Yeah, like
so
you can't possibly get fucking trichinosis from
it. Yeah, there's just nothing wrong with pigs or how they're raised, so that's
the best thing. Was the chicken blood truffle not really a fucking go-getter? Like, that's something you couldn't make?
Oh, my God. That would turn you into a chocolate factory.
Yeah, it would. the salmonella truffle. Oh, yeah, now you fucking soft serve, son.
Yeah.
I just want, like, I looked for and could not find a human blood truffle.
I was working on it, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. We have to do it. Now we have to invent it.
I found out, like, some fun facts about chocolate in general is that a lot of it, depending on, like, the cacao rating and stuff, can be really overloaded with lead and cadmium, so it's, like, real poisonous. Also, when someone's, like, allergic to chocolate, what they're actually allergic to is the bug parts that are in the fucking chocolate. They're having an allergic reaction to roach legs. Thank you, Randy, for that.
You're welcome.
So, also pretty metal. So
yeah. But that's just all chocolate.
Huh?
All chocolate just has a little bit,
oh, yeah,
little bit of roach legs in it.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit
but
of
like, you know, but if
fly
you're,
eggs.
If you're Hershey, you know, there's...
Oh, yeah, it's like 90%.
Yeah, it's like, it's mostly... It's mostly, you know, roach shells and then brown coloring.
Well, I mean, you know, they're just like, look, I don't want to clean.
Right.
Why would I do that when we could just swipe the roaches into the vat?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah. We need more volume. how do we, we need some more filler in this. What do we got? Roaches? Great. Perfect. Throw them in.
Yeah, we were trying candy corn, but that didn't work. Roaches are better.
okay, awesome. As a backup for me, Dan, I had... Fuck, what do I want to go with? I'm going to go Kinder Eggs as most metal chocolate, and here's why. They're gross. They're the grossest chocolate. You had a Kinder Egg? It's fucking completely unedible what the fuck they're packaging. It's like chocolate, like there's a, like the grade... grade F chocolate, right? Yeah. Like whatever's on the cutting room floor, they sweep it up. They try to make more chocolate out of it, and then they're like, oh, we gotta fill this out with old lady elbow skin. That's what we gotta throw into this. It's yeah, so right. gross.
You're fucking disgusting.
It's so gross. It's just like, yeah, it's just dusty, you know, that smell. I don't know. It's horrendous. It doesn't even hold its shape. Like you try to pick up and it just crumbles because it's just all a wish. It's all a demon's wish.
Yeah.
Did this thing even happen? And the toy is fucking stupid. It's just a corporation going, hey, guess, fuck you. Hey, it says Star Wars on it. What do you want? Fuck you. That costs a lot of money. Yay. Hey, choke on it. There you go. I can put that. I also like that about Kinder Eggs for a while. It was inside the egg, so it's just strangling babies from the inside. And then the chocolate itself was already just a prank, and then they die. It's just kind of like, it's just Trojan horsing, like just this, a tiny Jar Jar Binks into their windpipe. I think that's amazing. So it's just like, surprise, you're dead. Yeah. Little shit. We're fucking Kinder asshole. Eggs. Hey, where are we from? Germany? No surprises there. How about it? All the worst things in the world.
Everything sucks.
Oh my god.
I thought you were.
It was probably the whole Kinder company probably came out like a drawing Hitler made on a napkin. He was like, we put the toy inside here, and the kid will choke.
Let's see. So I don't know, man. I got some ideas. I think I'm gonna have to go with something that I can't believe actually exists. They make it in Belgium, and it is a Havana tobacco truffle.
I read about
where
this.
He takes fucking tobacco leaves, soaks them in rum and cognac, chops them up and then throws it in chocolate, which you get to then eat. And apparently it leaves a peppery feeling in your throat, simulating the sensation of smoking a cigar. You know what you're looking for in chocolate when you eat it and it fucking burns on the way down?
It also it also leaves a lumpy texture in your lymph nodes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can simulate the act of smoking while eating chocolate. That's fucking... I don't know if you've ever...
Oh my god, if these were around when Babe Ruth was alive, he would have died like 20 years earlier. It is chocolate tobacco!
Rum infused tobacco chocolate.
Oh my god. Have,
oh my god.
Have one of my prostitutes my feed it to me. And then he would be pointing, but to his mouth. He'd be like pointing the home run.
Home run right in here.
Yep, get it in.
Get
oh
it
my
in.
God.
I don't know. I mean, I've...
Chocolate tobacco.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've put... I've definitely put, like, chew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've done...
I've had chew tobacco.
I've had chew tobacco. And at no time while I had that chewing was I thinking, this would go great with chocolate. Like,
yeah.
That was not a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe nobody else has ever... Put a chew in your fucking... It's fucking disgusting.
You mean chew tobacco in here?
Anybody else chew tobacco?
Fuck yeah. I guess.
Did you ever think, like, man, this tastes like candy?
Did it make you want to throw up in the middle of Jurassic Park 1 like me? I was 13. old. I don't know. Yeah. I think that chocolate would be good to just chew up and spit into an empty bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Maybe that's how they make those Kinder Eggs.
That is totally what Kinder Eggs taste like.
They chew up those fucking the tobacco cigar truffle, spit it into a bucket, and then just deliver that to Kinder Corp.
Oh my god.
And then just mold it into a fucking egg.
Kinder Eggs, so frail that it's like they just... Just like, I don't even know. Like it was a spider web, like an orb spider web, and they just threw some chocolate on it. Like, don't breathe. It'll collapse immediately. Anyway. But yeah, the tobacco chocolate, pretty great. Finally, cigarettes you can eat. Have at them, kids. I love that. Yeah, that's
what
pretty
you
great.
Got? You got another one?
No, I don't really. I mean, I had... you know, there's like wasabi Kit Kats out in Japan and stuff,
fucking
and that's
gross.
Fine.
They have sushi flavored Kit Kats.
Do they have sushi? Good lord!
They have a tuna flavored, egg flavored.
You thought you liked fish? Like, fucking, You didn't, but you're not putting them in your Kit Kats. You're phoning it in, America.
But the one other one that I thought about was it's called High Love Cannabis Infused Sex Chocolate.
Okay.
And here's how a lady described what it felt like after
eating
it.
I've made sex chocolate, and it was not fun to eat. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gross.
So this is how one reviewer described the sensation after eating the sex chocolate. Around the same time that I feel my mind relaxing, I begin to feel the aphrodisiacal effects of high love. A very slight tingling sensation covers my skin. My limb begins to feel pleasantly heavy, and my sense of touch becomes very sensitive and enhanced. There is heat, increased blood flow, and all those sensations one might lump into feelings of sexual arousal. And then, she says, can come with covering espresso beans. So, you can get it with caffeine as well.
Wait, what is in it?
It's just fucking chocolate. It's like dark chocolate with a shit ton of weed in it.
Oh, okay.
And some other, like...
Like, what is that, just oyster?
No, there's some other, like...
You know what,
like,
gets me going?
There's some other, like, aphrodisiac herbs in there, but
okay.
It's mostly weed and chocolate.
Yeah, it's like horny goat weed, cocaine, fucking...
I think it's an indica strain.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't... Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I feel sleepy and weird.
This couch is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I want
to
fuck this couch with sleep. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Fucking great, man.
So that's it. Those are my choices. My choice was, shit. I did blood truffle. Pig blood truffle.
Pig blood truffles.
And you did...
Great question. I did the Hershey's white chocolate candy corn bars.
Yeah, that's Woo. Fucking not okay.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Right?
No Sweet good. Jesus. So, yeah, those are their choices for those two topics, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. I know it's a little bit late. But yeah, so anyway, I'd like to remind you guys to subscribe to the podcast. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You can download it.
Download it
immediately. We don't give a shit.
Download it, bury your phone in the sand and never find it again. I don't give a shit. Just download it. That's the key formula for us.
Yeah.
And it's found everywhere podcasts are found. I think we're just going to do some a quick ride the lightning round.
Yeah.
Then we'll get out of here, everybody. So this is the part where we kick it to you, the audience. If you've got a topic from history or pop culture, Dan and I will try to find the most metal version of those two topics or of that topic, right now, but, you know, with slightly less research than we did.
Salem Witch Trials.
Now let's see.
See, there's not a more metal Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah,
that's just metal as fuck already.
One.
Like you can't. Yeah. They're all tied for best.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, it's not like one trial was more riveting than the other.
What are you asking? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just anything from pop culture or history.
Like general topic.
But like a general topic.
Yeah.
Nick Cage movies excluding Mandy.
Oh, boy. Most metal Nick Cage movie.
All right, let's roll for this.
Let's roll for this.
Know
let's
which
do
it.
It 13. Natural 20 or
nope, it's not called that. Fuck that. It's not called that ever.
Yeah.
It's never been called that.
Applause sounds different.
I think you're full of shit.
It is always called
insane.
A Natch Twombo.
No, it's never been called
Natural
that.
20.
It's very annoying that you think that.
The old Nathan Twompson, as we call him.
Fuck off.
The old.
You just keep making it worse.
What?
It's not what.
How dare you? Narturo Thompson. Sinian?
Thompson? Yeah, alright. Okay, so yeah, I won. That's pretty much.
Alright.
So.
Nathan Bedford Thompson.
Yeah, fuck off. So I think that the most metal Nicolas Cage movie, excluding Mandy, which is the clear winner,
yep.
100%. I'm gonna say it's a movie called Drive Angry. If you've never seen it, it's a Nicolas Cage's daughter gets killed by a cult leader, so he drives a muscle car out of hell to find this guy drink beer out of his skull, which he does at the end, spoiler. He murders a shit ton of people. There's one gunfight where he's He's having sex with his lady doggy style, and is just shooting dudes as they run into the room, and never stops fucking. It is insane. The movie is absolutely insane. Drive Angry is fucking amazing. And there's nothing about it that isn't awesome. So yeah, that's my favorite. That's definitely... He comes out of hell. The guy that helps him is Satan's accountant shows up, murders a fuckload of people.
Murray?
Anyway,
No, man, that fucking movie rule. If you haven't seen it...
I haven't seen it.
It's fucking awesome.
That fucking sounds...
It's pretty goddamn
hard
good.
To beat, frankly.
Yeah. I can't imagine there's a more fucking metal Nicolas Cage movie than that.
Oh, shit. Nicolas Cage movie. Valley Girl? Is that
That's a Nicolas Cage
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No. fuck.
Gag me with a spoon.
No. fuck. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm always constantly torn between two. I'm gonna go with Con Air. Come on, Con Air.
That's a good one.
First off, Nicolas Cage with a mullet, which is great because his hair is super thin. So it's like, it's more of the illusion of hair. It's like a single like hair sheet that just flows
gently
flowing. It's this very thin. You can see every vein on the skull through his fucking hair.
And the veins are all popping out because he acts
so
real hard.
He's always in a tank top. He's always just in a white wife beater, just walking around fucking tough. And like, how dare you? And then just even the concept, we got to fly these convicts to, oh shit, something went wrong. It's so great. There's just so much about that the movie that's like super stupid and amazing, and I fucking love it. Steve Buscemi, great
as the serial killer.
Yep, he's a little serial killer that lets one go.
He decides
a little heart of gold there in that moment. Decides not to kill.
Yeah, he's a what? Oh, he found Jesus at the last minute.
Oh, is that what happened?
No.
I don't remember that part. Okay.
No, he didn't find Jesus. He just decided not to murder that one little girl and went to found another
one. Which is as good as being good. You know what I mean? Better late than never, right? I don't know. I'm going to go Con Air just because it's really ridiculous and over the top and amazing. And I don't have a lot of details other than his hair. You kind of nailed it with driving a muscle car out of hell
really
to drink beer
good.
Out of a guy's skull. It was kind of hard.
If I was going to go with a backup, I would go with Vampire's Kiss, which is a movie where Nicolas Cage, somebody bites him at a Halloween party, and he thinks he's a vampire. He's not at any time, but he starts acting like it, and it is literally Nicolas Cage being the most Nicolas Cage he has ever been in any movie. Like it's overacting to the point that's actually like I don't even know what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he puts in. Like, he's like, my mouth feels weird, and he puts in plastic fangs, and he's sitting in the park like, yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, it's insane.
Nice.
The movie is fucking batshit. If you haven't seen it, absolutely go see Vampire's Kiss. It is amazing.
No director has ever said to Nicolas Cage, like, this time really go for it. Like, it's always been the opposite. They're like, do we have any Valium we can put in this smart water? Like, what do we do? This shit is crazy.
He keeps freaking out. Yeah, this is just a scene where he's dropping his kids off at school.
Okay, that was the first take. Can we buy him some new pants? This is... I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Dude, when you drop your kids off at school, you don't have to do a barrel roll out of a moving car. You just fucking stop, open the door, and then move on.
There's this really amazing, I think it's in Brazil or something, but Nicolas Cage is just doing like a daytime TV fucking interview or like a Brazil Tonight or whatever, like talk show. But he literally comes out in like leather pants and a leather jacket, no undershirt, and just starts like doing roundhouse kicks in the air. And he's all pre-sweaty because he's just been jogging, I guess, backstage. And then just starts throwing money into the crowd going, yeah, yeah. And it's just like, what the fuck just happened? Literally does a cartwheel in his jacket and shit. He's like, fuck yeah! And you're like, oh, dude, you're just doing an interview, man. I'm like, yeah. Sits and talks. Like, it's like, what was that? Anyway.
I don't think anybody enjoys being themselves more than Nicolas Cage enjoys being Nicolas Cage. He seems to be having the best fucking time all of the fucking time.
I had heard that, like, so Nick, a friend of ours has, like, a bit about it, but Nicolas Cage bought a dinosaur skull at one point. Like, he bought, like, a whole real dinosaur skull, like a prehistoric dinosaur skull, and then he lost all of his money, and then repo men had to come and repossess his dinosaur skull, which is the shit. Just guys, like, you know, moving it out of the house, like... Yeah. They're like, this is different from how this normally goes. Yeah.
It's normally a car. Oh,
yeah, I spilled
snap. Beer.
It's okay.
Right here?
It's just, yeah, it's fine.
It's just beer. Got to clean it up, though. What else? You got a backup? You got a backup for old Nicolas Cage?
I would go Raising Arizona, definitely.
Woo! That's a great goddamn movie.
It's a comedy about a guy who kidnaps a baby, and then
hilarious.
And then and then has to fight a biker demon for the love of his son.
Why do they all have a southern accent?
Arizona. Yeah, right? Rednecks are rednecks all over. Like, let's get dude. I'm from Arizona. Trust me. There's fucking dudes all over that motherfucker being like, oh hell no, dude. Fucking get that shit. What?
Yeah.
You'll hear this, like, just if you go just to Prescott, like, you'll just hear, like, man, I'll tell you right now, if I'd been on that plane, there wouldn't be nothing to never forget. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I didn't handle that shit too sweet or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's
they don't use
that accent's sweet. All over the map.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Like, I grew up in Tillamook, Oregon, and people sound like that here. Like, 70 miles from here, you have a conversation with somebody, he's like, you're like, what did you fucking say?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it weren't nothing. Fuck off. I don't know why you're talking like this right now.
And nobody's really from Arizona, you know what I mean? Like, everybody gets there because, like, cops won't probably find them, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, they won't find meth fumes out here by these cacti.
Right?
So it's like...
Yeah. It's... My dad actually uses this phrase on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Pert near half a rick, and if you know what the fuck that means, I'll give you $20. Like, I don't, it's fucking nut. I asked him once, he's like, I don't know.
Oh my god.
And then he said, "Twern nothing." My dad says that shit too.
Yeah, Washington. Warder. Yeah, all that shit.
He knows how to pronounce Washington. He just puts it Washington.
Yeah, I think it's like long get that A. Yeah. Hey, do we have one more topic, and we'll maybe wrap this up?
Child characters in movies.
Child characters.
Child movies. Characters in movies.
Oh, movies. Shit, I know mine already.
Not child actors, child characters.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
So it can be like a grown man sitting like with his knees on his shoes, is what you're saying? 16.
18. Fuck.
18. Okay.
I want to go first.
You have to go first. You have to go first.
The only thing that this jumped immediately to mind, I'm not even sure if it's the most metal, but it is Short Round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, shit!
Only because he says some of the dumbest and funniest things, like, no time for love, Dr. Jones!
I like that he's trying to stop love from happening.
Yeah, he's like, don't fuck, Dr. Jones, we gotta run!
I did pay you to be my cock block, and I appreciate that, Short Round.
Yeah, he's like,
Dr.
He's like,
Jones, your pee-pee's still burning! You're like, okay, thank you, Short Round.
It's so bad.
You're right.
It's so fucking dumb.
It'd be weird if he's like, you still have ex-girlfriends to call! Oh, that's right, thank you, Short Round.
Blood test came back positive, Dr. Jones!
You're supposed to whisper that to me, Short Round, but thank you.
Don't ever come through yet, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, I owe you a new hat, little cock block. You're the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's not the most metal child character.
He's fucking great.
He's fucking hilarious. It's fucking dumb, but hilarious.
He's fucking cool, because he's like, even when like there's danger and shit, he's only adequately like scared. He's not freaking out and shit the whole time. He's not like...
He's the bravest one of them
all. Yeah, he's like trying to do shit. Oh, yeah, I like Short Round. He's a fucking...
He loves doing that fucking... when they go in the mine carts, Short Round's having the best time of his life. Everybody's freaking out. He's like, this is great! Fuck yeah! Let's do 80 miles an hour on a fucking rickety old... Hell yeah! Let's do this!
Remind me to tell you what gravity is, Short Round. Pretty cool kid. Wait, I love that no one questions for a second the gym. That a college professor of archaeology just has a tiny Asian boy with him at all times. No one thinks that's weird for a second. Nobody goes, really? It's like, yep, this is my child companion, my smooth child companion.
Yeah, exactly. I never really thought about that, but that is fucking weird.
Oh, sorry, I was in Southeast Asia and I was interrupted. Anyway, this is Short Round.
Yeah, I had to run here from Thailand. here's my companion.
Yeah.
Short. I named him Short Round because that's not creepy.
Yeah. So. I call him Short Round because he doesn't last very long in a fight. I could kick his ass in like 28 seconds.
Short Rounds. Whenever we box, it's got to be Short Rounds. You just kicking the shit out of this 8-year-old.
Yeah, Short Round's a good choice. I'm going to choose Gage from Pet Sematary.
Yes!
Yes. Little baby Gage. It's a toddler. Goes walking out onto the streets. Gets hit by a log truck. And all you see is his tiny little shoe just jamble-jambling down the street without his foot in it. Then his dad, in a fit of desperation, buries him next to a bunch of cats. And, but then Gage comes back from the dead, and then that's probably the best dead little kid I think I've seen in a movie, because he's literally like a tiny zombie, and he's all rotten and fucked up and just saying weird shit. And then Gage slices that dude's Achilles heel, like, with a fucking razor, and it's one of those things that's just, like, so gnarly. And then it's like... I don't know. It's just it's one of those things that forever sticks in your mind. Watching someone's
ground is soured.
Huh?
The ground is sour.
The ground is sour. That is a line from the thing. Sour Patch Kids made their cemetery. There's too much lemon in this damn earth. You notice this? How much goddamn lemons in here? These corpses ain't gonna keep. Sorry, I'm from Arizona. That's how we talk.
Yeah. Gotta get a little bit more bass in that soil. You want them corpses to come.
Hey, don't bury your kin out there. I dumped a bunch of methylene from my lab. I make meth. Look, it's out there. Those kids will have a bunch of energy. But Gage from Pet Sematary is like super gross and creepy. And that was always one of the kids that are fucking horror kids that fucked me up. Most metal kid. You have a backup, Dan.
I do. I think it's going to be that that little wolf boy from Road Warrior.
Oh, shit. Great choice with the boomerang.
The fucking razor boomerang that fucks people up.
You know what's great? He's a little boy, but with full-grown Mel Gibson's hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
he's got a unibrow, and he's fucking got a huge head of hair.
That's how I imagine every single Australian kid looks. Like, just straight up. Like, they all go to school looking exactly like that.
Yeah. I think, because he ends up killing, his boomerang ends up killing the main villain.
Villain.
Some guy throws it and is laughing because he thought he threw the boomerang away from the kid. The kid's just sitting there waiting. The boomerang comes around and takes it back.
Yeah, I think it's like
his
number two or something.
And then the wolf kid just laughs at his dead corpse, and I think that's fucking hilarious. Ah, gotcha. Fuck you.
I love it's like that he lives in a hole in the Australian outback, but he has like super teased up hair and a mullet, and it's all blonde and shit. That's so fucking amazing.
And then he escapes. He gets away with the.
He
drives away with Mad Max. Mm-hmm.
Again, nothing weird about it. Nothing strange.
Nothing weird about driving around in the desert with a young boy in the fucking passenger seat of your car.
No. He's more of a dog to me. That's fine, right?
Wait, this is my pet wolf boy.
Did that not make it better?
I call him Boomerang because every time I throw him out, he comes right back. Can't get rid of this.
If you love something, throw it away and it'll circle back around.
That's how that... In the Road Warrior world, that's exactly the phrase. That's the saying.
So fucking, yeah. That's Wolf Boy's a fucking great choice.
I don't even know if that's a I don't know what that character's name really is.
I think that's something like that.
That's probably that.
It's probably like Mutt or
Feral
Wolf.
Boy?
Huh? What's that?
Feral?
Maybe it's Feral Boy, yeah.
Oh, Feral Boy? I don't know.
That could be. I believe it.
I thought you said Daryl for a second. I'm like, I don't think it's Daryl. That would be weird if it like in Broadway's like, what's your name? Daryl. What?
I'm a robot, so it's Daryl. Anyway, it's a very old reference.
Yeah, that's a super old reference.
It's
holy
not
shit.
A very good movie.
No, terrible movie.
My backup would be Small Wonder. Nobody gets the reference, huh?
That's
oh, it has to be a movie. You say movie?
Movie.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Why didn't they make a Small Wonder movie?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's fine because that reference didn't work at all. So we're gonna move on.
Nobody even knew what you were talking about.
No, it's too old. Fuck. Shit. I don't know. Who's a good kid? The fucking little boy from The Shining, I'm a big fan of.
Right?
Just has a finger. Like, that's the saddest fucking imaginary friend that's ever happened. I just talked to my finger. Yeah. No toys for me. Dad's a drunk. It's like sad as hell.
Dad's
how are you doing?
Psycho.
Who needs pals? You know what I mean? Does a kid talking to his finger?
And then that fucking creepy ass voice.
Yeah,
Red Rom. Yeah. Like all the fucking time. God damn, dude. The movie scared the living shit out of me when I saw it.
Yeah.
Then no one else was scared by the fucking Shining. Fuck you, I guarantee you were. You saw me, you were like creeped the fuck out. That movie is goddamn weird.
In room 213, there's a furry blowing a businessman. You're like, get out of here.
The Exorcist.
But there wasn't a little kid in that. There
there's
was
a
like,
little. The girl is like 14 or whatever.
Like, yeah, I was thinking
that's,
little. Was
yeah,
saying,
little kid. Yeah.
Little kid as Satan. That's pretty much.
Red oh no, you're talking about the Omen.
You're talking about the Omen.
Red you're talking about little Damien.
Damien.
Oh, Damien's good though, but
yeah.
I'm saying Exorcist. Reagan from fucking.
Chick.
The Exorcist.
What was that?
No, she's the ring chick. When I
oh my god,
yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know what the name of that girl is in that fucking movie, other than Dan's not gonna sleep for a week. I think that's her name. That movie scared the fuck out of me.
Well, originally it was Japanese, so it's Super Wet TV Girl. I believe it's her name.
Swamp TV Girl. Like, God damn, that movie scared the fuck out of me, man. Like, I can't, I honestly don't even like to think about it.
Really? Like, you know what's so funny about The Ring, though, when you go back and watch it, is how antiquated everything is in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you have to watch a videotape, and then a ghost calls you on your landline. It's like, so, you're all, what? Yeah, this won't be a problem anymore. Like, it's cool that a ghost got phased out completely with, it's like, it was like, don't use that butter churn, there's a ghost in it. You're like, yeah, I'm probably going to be okay on this one. That seems fun.
It's a haunted telegraph.
Like,
I think we're okay.
Watch the red wagon wheel, if you use it, there's a, your family will die in a fortnight, or whatever. You're like, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, Damien was one of my choices.
Damien's a great one.
Yeah.
Every single kid from Children of the Corn.
Oh god. God, the fucking redheaded, the ginger kid.
Yeah, maybe the main kid, Mordecai, was probably the most because his hair was the most greasy and weird.
Oh yeah. He had the weird eyes.
It basically like looks like he went like, I want like a tiny Crispin Glover. Can I get like a tiny Crispin Glover to haunt this town?
Yeah. Like, the very end where he's like, he wants you too, Malachi. And fucking every time I see that, I laugh really hard. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Children of the Corn is pretty tight.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
What else we got? Other creepy ass.
Weird kids.
Weird kids.
Home Alone.
Yeah, anything by that. Yeah. You know who's the creepiest kid is Macaulay Culkin now. Because it just looks like he hit an uncanny valley in his life, like visually.
Oh shit! Have you seen the movie After Dark? You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
It's a vampire movie with a bunch of hillbilly vampires, and one of them is a little kid who's like 500 years old. He got turned into a vampire during the Civil War, or some shit.
That would the timeline's off.
Nah, yeah. He was like old. Like he was 500 is probably a bit much.
Okay.
I think he was like 200 years old when the movie was made or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's just this little kid. He just pretends to be in trouble. Like he'll walk like at night. He'll walk out in the street. He's like, "Hey, mister, I can't find my way home." And then they take him into their car and he murders them and drinks their blood.
Yeah.
And he does. He goes into. There's one scene where they go and show up in a bar in the desert. And they kill every single person in the fucking bar. That's dope. That movie's good.
Here's another one. The Frog Brothers from Lost Boys. Nobody. Fuck. God damn it. Lost Boys.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Feldman, Corey
Feldman and and then some other guy.
Yeah.
Well, Corey Haim was like the other brother. But yeah, there were vampires.
Less molested.
That, oh, no, not at that.
The most molested of the two.
No, Haim was, yes.
Excuse me, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes. No, it's okay. Weird thing to yell in a room, but that's all right. He didn't get molested as much as the other one.
I honestly thought you were talking about another kid named Less Molested. For a second.
I thought you were talking about one of me and Dan. I thought you were talking about me or Dan. I was like, wait, which one?
Which one of us is less molested?
Which one?
I'm going to go.
I think it's me. I only had one good summer of it.
I got in 3 solid years.
My ass is haunted with memories. That seems like a good place to end it,
right?
Right
there.
Yeah.
My ass is haunted with memories. That's the name of the podcast.
I guess so. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming out to us.
Woo!
Super fun.